Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Malaba kiri badhati Gopi jana Malaba kiri badhati Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Pada Chaudi Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopinana Malaba Kiribadhaudi Jana Balaba Giri Badhaudi Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Una tira vana chaldi Yamuna tira vana chaldi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravatakacharya All Sutta Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Sahiras Thakur Ki Jai Prince Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasidhaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gopi Gopinath, Shyama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Mathuradam Kijai, Jagadavasami Kajai, Yamanamaya Kajai, Shimadi Talasi Devi Kajai, Samavheda Bhakta Vrindi Kajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My own Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Buddhale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarani. Okay, so today we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 39, text 33. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gopas tam anvasa janta dandadyaha shakatais tataha adayopayanam buri kumban go rasa Song Britan Gopastam Anvasajanta Nandadja Shakatayastataha Adayopayanamburi Kumbango rasa samritan Gopastam anvasajanta Nandadya shakataistataka Adayopayanamburi Kumban gohurasa sambritan Gopastan manvasaj janta Nandadya shakataistataka Adayopayan hamburi Kumbango rasa sambritan. Okay. Tan manvasan janta.
Jai, Tulsi Maharani, Tulsi Maharani. Jaya.
Namburi. Sambritan Stan under Sajanta Layo Payanamburi Kumban Gorasa Sambritan. Sangradan. Okay. Gopa, the coward man. Tam, him. Anvasa janta, followed. Nanda adyaha, headed by Nanda. Shakatai in their wagons. Tataha, then. Adaya, having taken. Upayanam, offerings. Buri, abundant. Kumban, clay pots. Gorasa, with milk products. Sambratan, filled. Translation, led by Nanda Maharaja, the coward men followed behind Lord Krishna in their wagons. The men brought along many offerings for the king, including clay pots filled with ghee and other milk products. So, you can repeat, led by Nanda Maharaj. The coward men followed behind Lord Krishna in their wagons. The men brought along many offerings for the king, including clay pots filled with ghee and other milk products. So there's no purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So Jiva Goswami writes a very short commentary. We're probably going to read the next two verses afterwards, but we'll comment on each one as we read it. So Jiva Goswami states, the cowards headed by Nanda Sananda and others followed the chariot since they were afflicted with various worries. They were delayed because of Tataha, carrying excellent gifts like jewels and the pots, including pots for an auspicious journey. So the verse again is Gopastam Anvasaj Chanta Nanda Dhyā Shakatais Tatakā Adayopai Tamburi Kumban Gorasa Sambratan. So Omagana Tumirandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshuran Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So there's several things happening in this particular verse. And the first thing is the men were actually in anxiety. Jiva Goswami describes they were afflicted with various worries. Now, what were they worried about? They were worried about a concern with Krishna's protection, because they knew that Krishna was going to have to confront Kamsa and the various impediments that Kamsa was going to try to put in front of Krishna. So they're very worried, and they were thinking, we want to protect Krishna. That's also interesting if we go back to the Govardhan pastime, where Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill, of course, with the left hand. And it was no trouble for Krishna. But at one particular point, Krishna began to shake a little bit. And Krishna began to shake because, you know, he's looking at the various parts of the gopis' bodies. And he was embarrassed about that. And the cowherds, gopas, they actually thought, you know, we better help Krishna. And, they put up their sticks and they were thinking, you know, we're going to help Krishna lift the hill. Even Madhu Mangal at one point said something like that. You know, let me just relieve you for a second. So they were actually very worried. And of course their worry was actually not, I mean, it was real as far as their own feelings were concerned. But it had no basis in reality because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead with all these powers. So that's why they were worried. And this worry that they were experiencing, this anxiety, is a ras. You know, of course, we have the five basic rasas, the Shanta, Dasha, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. But then, of course, there's different other rasas, like anger and bewilderment and all these other things, you know, the seven basic ones. And there's different permutations of these different the rasas combinations. That means combinations of these different rasas. And so this worry or concern, anxiety, brought them closer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, they were always close to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it actually enhanced their relationship with him. Just like even before Krishna went, was taken to Vrindavan, you had Vasudeva and Devaki completely concerned about the safety of Krishna. In fact, even when Krishna exhibited in the beginning, before he appeared in his two-hand form, when he exhibited the forearms that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just to assure them that everything would be all right, they were still worried about that, and they said, "Well, you better make yourself look like an ordinary child." So this worry is actually a concern or anxiety. Yashoda Maya is an anxiety when Krishna goes out to the pasturing field because he's not wearing any shoes. And then Krishna says, "I'm not wearing any shoes because the cows are not allowed to wear any shoes, so why should I wear any shoes?" And the anxiety, the gopis are in anxiety about even Krishna taking Krishna's feet and putting it on their breasts, that because they're afraid it's going to burn. So there's a constant anxiety. You know, whether it's an anxiety of separation, anxiety for Krishna's safety. And this anxiety, this intense mood, brings them closer to Krishna. Whereas in the material world, the anxiety causes us to forget our position. So that's one thing happening here. Another thing happening in this particular verse, which I found quite interesting, they were carrying clay pots filled with ghee and other milk products and also jewels, according to Srila Jiva Goswami. So you may question, why are they bringing all these things to Kamsa? And actually, it was their duty, because according to the Varnashram system, then the king is allowed to extract taxes, or the Kshatriya is allowed to extract taxes. That's how the Kshatriya makes his money, by extracting taxes. Of course, as Prabhupada commented several times in his books, that when the king extracts taxes, the king has to distribute them, not just keep them for himself, for his own aggrandizement. So this is the methodology by which a king can maintain himself and maintain the kingdom, is a certain percentage. And this is, of course, an agriculturally based society. So, of course, the brahmanas, they maintain themselves by yajan yajan, patan patan, dana pratigraha. That means performing sacrifices, teaching people how to perform sacrifices, giving charity and accepting charity. These are the methodologies. And, of course, in times of emergency, the brahmanas can do other things, like pick up the grains from the paddy field. But the brahmanas and the kshatriyas, they're never allowed to become servants of shudras, because if they become servants of shudras, then they lose their caste. So this is actually a really important point. And then, of course, the vaishyas, they're krishigo raksha vanijam vaishya karmas and bhavajam. They make their living by engaging in cow protection, and as Prabhupada said, commerce, and the shudras, they make their living by being maintained by the other classes and given their necessities rather than a salary. So anyway, this is what's happening here. So I want to go on to the next verse. And then, after I'm finished with the next verse and probably the verse afterwards, actually, let me first read the Krishna Book's version of this particular verse and the verses surrounding them. The gopis cried all night before the departure of Krishna. As soon as the sun rose, Akura finished his morning bath, got on the chariot, and started for Mathura with Krishna and Balaram. Nanda Maharaj and the coward men got up on bullock carts, and after loading them with big earthen pots filled with yogurt, I just want to make sure I'm still online. I have to check. restore one. Filled with yogurt, milk, ghee, and other milk products, and then they began to follow the chariot of Krishna and Balaram. In spite of Krishna's asking the gopis not to obstruct their way, they all surrounded the chariot of Krishna. They all surrounded the chariot and stood up to see Krishna with pitiable eyes. Krishna was very much affected upon seeing the plight of the gopis, but his duty was to start for Mathura, for this was foretold by Narada. Krishna therefore consoled the gopis. And that's what we're going to read about. Next verse. Gopyascha dayatam krishnam anuvrajya nuranjitaka prachadesham bhagavata kankshanchaschavatastire. With his glance, Lord Krishna somewhat pacified the gopis, and they also followed behind for some time. Then, hoping he would give some instruction, they stood still. And we're going to read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary and the commentaries of the other acharyas. Whoops. Sitting on the chariot, Krishna turned it towards them. As Krishna turned it towards them, or Krishna turned towards them, seeing that their life airs were rising up. Phew. Glancing at them, he seemed to say, "Oh, my beloved girls, do not be sad. After satisfying these people, I will return to you." Therefore, they were joyful. In other words, he assured them with his glance. Anuranjita. When their legs became a little mobile, they began to follow after the chariot like the coward boys who were blissfully walking behind. But they desired some answer from him, and thus they remained standing there. As he had assuaged their fears with glances, they desired that he should have done so with words as well. And so, Jiva Goswami comments, they waited for words which would counter Akrura's words and oppose Krishna going from Braja, Prachadesham, that in other words, Prachadesham means refusal, or they waited for a message through a messenger as a response to their pleas for him to stop leaving. They remained there, standing on a raised area, looking attentively at him as he went further in the distance. And finally, Sanatana Goswami. The word cha means two and indicates a new topic. They were different from the cowherds who went along with Krishna. They followed him because he was dearer than their lives. Dayitam. If they did not follow, their pranas, that means their life bears, would follow him anyway. They were pacified by him, anuranjitaha, because he was most attractive, Krishnam. He jumped from the chariot and embraced them. So here's some new information. As Krishna was leaving, he jumped from the chariot and embraced them, actually in front of Akrura and Balaram, and then mounted the chariot again. They waited for him to counter the instruction not to follow him. In other words, to tell them that they could follow him. Or not being inclined to go, he would counteract Akrura's words by returning, or through messengers, he would send an answer to his previous words. And so, actually what I wanted to do to help us understand the mood of the gopis at this particular juncture, this mood of, you know, intense anxiety, intense suffering, thinking that they're going to be separated from Krishna, I wanted to read from the Lalita Madhava about this particular scene. And this is scene one in this particular aspect of the Lalita Madhava. And this is what I printed out here. The scene is called Vishambhaka. And so what it is, it's Lita Madhava is a play. And in this play, as I read the play, I'm going to mention first in each line the person who's speaking. And just so you understand what's going on, okay? Person who's speaking. So this is a conversing with Vrinda Devi. Purnamasi enters. This is the scene. And so Purnamasi says, actually it's better I say so-and-so says so you understand what's happening. Ah, the darkness of night is now ending. Look, look. Frightened by seeing the effulgent Sattva beast of the sun glowing on the eastern horizon, the lion of the moon, like a golden sandalwood ball, now runs to hide beneath the western horizon. Amazing poetry, isn't it? Amazing poetry. And the Sattva beast has, it's described as four heads, eight eyes, eight legs, and it can eat elephants in a single gulp. That's how big it is. And there's some information in the Ramayana that Lord Ramchandra was attacked by these Sattva beasts, but they're actually demons who took the form of Sattva beasts, and one of them was Uncle Mareech. And he got his final lesson, and that's why he took sannyas. And he didn't want to help Ravan. And that's why after that particular point, whenever he even heard the syllable Ra, you know, which is half of Ma, you know, goes along with Ma, he got scared. So he was traumatized, post-traumatic stress disorder. So then Brinda says something. I heard a great sound like the roaring from the depths of an agitated ocean. And so I've quickly come here. Please, tell me, what is it? Purnamasi speaks. Daughter Brinda, it hasn't entered the courtyard of your ears? And Brinda says, noble lady, what is it? And Purnamasi says, yesterday when peacock feather crowned Krishna returned to Braj village after, with unprecedented strength, killing Keshi, who became a mountain of anger when Arishtasura was killed, Akrura, who had been sent by King Kangsa, arrived at the palace of Nanda Maharaj. Tomorrow morning, when the sun rises on the eastern horizon, the king's messenger, Akrura, will take Krishna and his elder brother, Balaram, to Mathura city, the capital of Kangsa, the great enemy of the demigods. Brinda says, she's silent for a moment, and then with a long, unhappy sigh, if Akrura takes Mukunda, Krishna, to Mathura city, then for what purpose shall I beautify the new forest grove? For what reason shall I make a bed of flowers or make the fragrant vines blossom always, even after the blossoming season is past? For example, in Vrindavan, Govardhan is gradually disappearing. You know, Govardhan is thinking, you know, why should I be here if Krishna is not here? The Yamuna, somehow or other, has already disappeared because of the blockage. They diverted the Yamuna stream. So basically, there's no Yamuna water flowing in Vrindavan. So that's described in the Shastras. Those will be the two remaining things that are there in Kali Yuga, and then they will disappear towards the end of Kali Yuga. And of course, we know Govardhan shrinks. You know, there's that story that Govardhan was cursed to shrink by the size of the mustard seed every day. But actually, that curse was just an excuse for Govardhan to disappear after Krishna left. And so Brinda here is lamenting. What is the use of my doing my service, of decorating everything, or making beds of flowers, or doing anything? Purnamasi, with anguish, says, their lotus eyes filled with anguish, the gopis have stayed awake the entire night crying with long wails. frightened because of ecstatic love, and always angry at Akrura. Now that night is over, as if it had been only a single moment. Alas, sad is the gopi's fate. So they're always angry at Akrura, and as we know, we talked about this in a previous class, how Akrura got cursed by the gopis, and then he had to be entangled in that whole Shyamantaka jewel program. And he was responsible, you know, indirectly for the killing of Satrajit. So then Vrinda speaks with tears. Alas, by churning the great ocean of Gokula, the Mandara mountain of Akrura has extracted the moon of Krishna and created the Kalakuta poison of the Brajabasi's anguished separation from Krishna. Purnamasi speaks, child, let us go to the gate of the Gopa king Nanda. Walking, she looks ahead and then begins to shed tears. Nanda's wife, Yashoda, is so agitated she forgot to offer suitable prayers for her son's safe journey. She is so perplexed that she forgot to prepare a lunch for him and to take on the road. She simply embraces him again and again, cries, and muddles the dust on his body with a stream of tears from her eyes. This is intense. Vrinda says, did the noble lady hear what Saibhya said to her friend? Purnamasi says, what is it, my daughter? Vrinda says, she said, oh, bewildered girl, I think it is because you were so absorbed in churning yogurt, you did not hear the pathetic wailing of the Braja village. Oh, my friend, a wicked messenger of the king is now hurrying Mukunda Krishna to Mathura city. So they're considering Akrura to be wicked, and they're angry with him. Purnamasi says, child, because you were agitated by Sabya, you could not hear Shama's lament. Vrinda says, what you say is true. Tell me what Shama said. She said, the sun has risen, and now Gandini Devi's son, Akrura, stands on the chariot, happily reciting prayers for a safe journey. Alas, when the horses begin to gallop, they will only break the earth with their hooves, and not you, oh my heart. Vrinda says, how does Bhadra lament? Let us listen. So there's a voice from behind the scenes. O bird of my life breath, even though in your presence your beloved Krishna hastily climbed aboard the chariot, still you refuse to abandon the slain body that has become your nest. In other words, how can you still remain in your body now that Krishna is leaving Vrindavan? I'm just trying to illustrate the intensity of emotions that are being felt by the residents of Vrindavan. Hopefully we can get to the end of this. Purnamasi says, glancing to the left, my child, Chandravali, fashioned a garland for Madhava Krishna to wear at noontime. Padma is now speaking to her some words that pierce her like a javelin. Let us listen. So then there's a voice behind the scenes. Even though Krishna, who carries the Sudarshan Chakra and is very affectionate to his associates, has already climbed the chariot, you are still intent on stringing this flower garland? Oh, fickle, deaf Chandravali, has the deep, sustained, tumultuous wailing of the gopis not entered your ears? Purnamasi, in anguish, states, hearing from her friend the unpleasant news of Lord Krishna's departure from Mathura, Chandravali, alas, became overwhelmed. The half-strung flower garland slipped from her hand, and she fainted as if dead. Vrinda says, look, placing unconscious Chandravali in front of the chariot. Padma cries bitterly, and a voice from behind the scenes says, oh, girl who has lost all hope, try to understand for a moment. Look a little from the corner of your eye. Merciless Akrura, the son of Gandini, is quickly bringing the horse. Purnamasi says, child, I cannot see Radha. I am very worried. Vrinda says, looking to the right, alas, alas, look. Vishakha and the other gopis cannot bear to either tell or not tell Radha the news of Krishna's departure from Mathura city. They are completely stunned. They stand together, ear to ear, as if they had lost all sense. Purnamasi, unhappy, says, O Radha, when the blinking of your eyes momentarily interrupted your seeing Krishna, you would glorify the fish who were so fortunate that they did not have to bother with his blinking. O Radha, whose heart is wounded by love, what will happen to you now that fate is taking Madhava, Krishna, to Mathura city? Vrinda says, look, look, the tumultuous sounds of the gopis crying has made restless-eyed Radha run from the path as a frightened doe. Purnamasi says, alas, alas, agitated with transcendental madness, Radha now babbles eloquent nonsense, running from one language to another. A voice from behind the scenes says, now that I see Prince Krishna standing on the chariot with his brother and uncle, where do I stumble and fall to the ground? Why does the earth move like this? Why are the kadamba trees dancing? In other words, they're just basically having almost like an epileptic fit, and everything is just spinning. Purnamasi says, what is Lalita saying? Let us listen. And a voice behind the scenes, Krishna now is beginning on the path around Govardhan Hill. Oh, friend Radha, please do not lament. Purnamasi says, listen to what the girl is saying. A voice from behind the scenes says, now I know everything, my friend. What will you cleverly hide from me? Wretched girl, stop. I will not be unhappy when Krishna is gone. Why does this shameless breathing again and again move in my throat? In other words, why am I still alive? Vrinda says, oh, noble lady, Vishaka is about to say something. A voice from behind the scenes says, after he kills Kamsa, Krishna will again meet you in the middle of the night. My friend, you are the most patient and tolerant of all the gopis. Please don't be upset. And Purnamasi says, listen to this eloquent gopi's words. A voice behind the scenes says, don't console me. My hopeless girl, your mouth is dry, praising me. Far away, the wheel of Krishna's chariot again and again breaks the belly of the hard earth. And Purnamasi says, ah, her heart, afraid of lotus-eyed Krishna's journey, Radha, whose eyes are like chakora birds, has become restless. Vrinda says, one moment she cries bitterly, the next moment she rolls about on the ground before the chariot, the next moment her tear-filled eyes gaze at Krishna's face, the next moment she places a blade of grass between her teeth and bows down before Lord Balaram and begs him not to leave Vrindavan. Is there any person Radha will not throw into the ocean of intense compassion for her? Wow. And this description of Krishna living in Vrindavan is just very detailed and painful. Purnamasi says, although in the presence of her gopi friends, she would never even for a moment glance at Krishna with even the slightest fragrance of tears gliding to her lips. Now, without any embarrassment, even before her superiors, she stares at him with tear-filled eyes. In other words, all shyness is just thrown away at this particular point. Radha makes my heart wilt with pain. As Krishna rides on the chariot, gazing at Radha's anguished face, how many thick tears appear in his eyes like drops of honey on a lotus flower? So in other words, Krishna is also crying too. And these are thick tears. They're just like going down his cheek very, very gradually. Vrinda says, noble lady, the gopis' life breath will now follow their master Krishna. And the final line is, Purnamasi says, look, look, here comes someone bearing a message from Krishna. The message says, oh, beautiful, pious gopis, some anguished nights you may see before you again attain my auspicious company. In this way, Krishna, the killer of Agasura, with ropes of hope, tightly bound the deer of the lotus-eyed gopi's life breath. So, you know, very, very intense. So, one may ask, how does this apply to us? And, of course, we understand the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, the other Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, we're always feeling this intense mood of separation. Hey, Rad, hey, Brajadevike, hey, Nanda, Shuno, Kuta. Oh, Radharani, oh, Krishna, where are you? And it's described in the prayers of Srinivasacharya. They were always running around Vrindavan, feeling this mood, and tears are gone. That's why they were unable, basically, to eat, unable to sleep, and just basically absorbed in separation and trying to serve Krishna. 24 hours a day. So what does it mean for us is a question. I mean, how do we develop a mood of separation? Because it's with the mood of separation, the intense longing, the intense hankering, the intense feeling of separation from Krishna, that we can chant the holy names with attention. You know, people often ask, you know, how can I be attentive? You know, what's the trick? You know, should I sit? Should I walk? Should I eat sweet balls? You know, what should I do to be attentive? Well, the separation, intensely hankering, lalyam, just like we hear from Rupa Goswami, that lalyam is a cause of fall down in the material world, but lalyam, or intense desire, hankering. In order to intensely hanker, we have to feel separation. So how do we, the question is, how do we come to this mood of separation? Of course, we can't imitate the gopis of Vrindavan. But if we study Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtaka, this actually helps us. If you look at the Shikshashtaka, of course, it leads up to this, you know, yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravishayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda vidahena me. But even before that, you have verses like ayananda tanujikinkaram patitam mam vishmei bhavam buddho kripya tava padabanka ja stutta duli sadrasham vachintaya. That you realize that you're a servant of Krishna. You're being harassed by what? Dhanam, janam, sundarim. You're not humble. Trinadapi, you know, think about this. These are all impediments, our false pride, our desires for enjoying janam, you know, followers, janam, you know, wealth, or sundara, or sundarim, depending on who you are. And you just study and enter the mood of the Shikshashtaka. You know, especially the one verse which I always cite in this particular regard is Ayananda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitamam Vishame Bhavam Buddho. Kripya tava padapanka ja stita duli sadrasam bachintya. O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant. Yet somehow or other, I've fallen down to this horrible, actually the direct Sanskrit is horrible ocean of birth and death. Just realizing how horrible, you know, it's important to realize how horrible, painful this material world is. Krishna, I need you. Fix me up as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So this is, you know, an essential item to identify yourself as a servant. And then just like a dog identifies, you know, a dog is not happy unless it has a master, isn't it? So a dog is waiting all day long, you know, talking about separation. For the master comes down, he's just waiting, comes in the door, he's just waiting at the door, you know. That's why people like dogs, because they're obsequious. They're always... Anyway, so that's the mood that we should inculcate as servants of Krishna. Not to imitate the gopis' position at this particular juncture, but separation, even for neophyte devotees, according to the level they're at in terms of the Shikshashtaka prayers, is essential to actually develop that Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham, put on that intense mood of devotion. So, thank you very much. All glorious to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you. Jai. Shri Shri Radha Gaukulananda Ki Jai.
Govindam Adi Purusham
purusham tamaham bhajami. Namah Om Vishnu Prasaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Virantara Samiti Namine. Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Namaste, Sadhguru Deva, Kurmani Pacha, Devi Nivasesha, Shunyavada Deva, Satchara Deva, Satcharande. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sadi go back to Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha Siva Sadi go back to Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Siva Sadi Gaur Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramahacharya Also Teta Sitashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Kijai Namacharya Srila Hridas Thakur Kijai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopikopanath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagadavasami Kijai Yamuna Mai Kijai Shrimati Lasidevi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindika Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Namo Vishnuvaraya Krishna Vasaya Buddhaya Srimada Bhakta Pananta Swami. Namo Stay Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharni Navasasas Nirvati Pashyadati.
Shikshashtaka. Kandikavikaranam Vijavada Jivanam Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamritas Padanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktish Patrapita Niyamata Smarane Nakala Itadrasita Vakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Midrashani Aninanuraga Trinada Pisuni Chena Rora Hibi Savishnuna Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitamba Jagadishakamaye Chanmani Chanmani Shvare Bhavatad Bhakti Rai Tukitwaye Tendanuja King Karam Bhavam Buddha Bhungja Stita Dulisa Kaya Naraya Na Hava Namada Shuti Yugai Tam Namishena Tam Shunyai Tam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Vidahe Namai Shlisha Vapadap Nashtu Mam Adarshanam Amritam Kurotu Va Vidayata Vavadaratu Lombaho Devanaparaha Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Heart of all the dust the fire of conditional life and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large. It spreads the rays of the benediction moon. Leaf of all transcendental knowledge. Increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. Tastes the nectar for which we are always anxious. All benediction. Millions of names. Jangle.